Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And you know how CNN has those countdown timers to, like, whenever there's a major event, like 2 days
oh,
and
yeah.
27
oh, yeah.
seconds to State of the Union or presidential debate?
Barcelona FC has one for 4 days before the game starts. It says 4 days, 12 hours, 16 minutes, and 11 seconds until Barcelona takes the field
so
again.
So should we have one? Is there a radio version for a countdown to the Super Bowl?
I don't
Bill
think
Littlefield,
it's necessary.
Host of NPR's only
no,
game.
No, I don't think it's necessary, Meghna, because everybody knows. It's programmed. They don't need a clock.
Yeah,
it's in the air.
Or their phones are buzzing every
Super
hour.
It's the Super Bowl!
Yeah. Well, Bill's here to talk with us about the coming Super Bowl. And also with us today from Minneapolis is Shira Springer, WBUR sports and society reporter. Hello, Shira. Do you have a countdown clock?
There's no countdown clock near me at this point. But, you know, I think it's pretty obvious what's going on here.
Because, it's superfluous.
You know, exactly. I was going to say parking prices are jacked up and, you know, it's just kind of all these roads are closed off downtown. I think people are clued in that there's a big game happening.
Maybe.
Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. OK. So, Shira, let's just get the actual sort of sports analysis here. How are the Patriots looking in Minnesota?
Well, we don't actually get to watch them practice, but, you know, from everything you see at media availabilities and from, you know, the way they hammed it up on opening night, they look good. I mean, they look like a team that's been here before, been here last year. They know what to expect. They know how to handle the distractions. This is old hat for them in some respects, although they do kind of, each player, I think, tries to pick out a way to make this year special. But it really has a feel of like, okay, been there, done that. Let's get to business.
Okay, this year special. Well, here's what Pat's head coach Bill Belichick said at a media availability yesterday about his many trips to the Super Bowl.
They're all good. They're all special, and they're awfully hard to. This is a hard place to get to. You gotta meet all the competition. You gotta find a way to withstand it and battle through it. And so it's a great feeling to be here.
Bill, I think that's the most, like, voluble I've heard Bill Belichick in
some
time.
Sounded downright animated. Almost.
Your thoughts about the...
I think Bill needs to play along when he's out here just to kind of grin and bear it and get through it, and he does loosen up just a little bit.
Shira, you're on site, so I'm going to ask you a question based on something that I read earlier this week. You know, everybody knows that billions of dollars are bet on the Super Bowl, and some of the money is bet on some really weird propositions. They're called prop bets. I actually saw one that there were odds on what color cutoff shirt Belichick would wear when he came onto the sideline for the Super Bowl. Would it be gray? Would it be dark blue? Is this true?
So you want my expertise for
yes,
this?
5-1
I want to know if you've seen money changing hands on the prop bet regarding Bill Belichick's cutoff shirt.
Okay, so no, I haven't seen money changing hands. If you're interested, all of the bettors out there, I'd go with gray.
Go with gray, okay.
And I've seen other strange prop bets, like how many times will Trump's name come up in the broadcast? And, you know, will Mark Wahlberg's name come up in the broadcast?
I mean,
side bets come in all shapes and sizes.
What about Alexander Hamilton?
You never know. Hey, I would take that bet because I think one of the stars of Hamilton is singing America the Beautiful.
There you go.
I think that's the case.
All right.
So that seems like a sure bet to me.
Okay. So, like, yeah, my money's on that one and a gray shirt from Bill Belichick. But I want to play a little bit more tape here from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. By the way, I mean, I know he has a lot of fans already, but I can officially now, finally, call myself a fan of his, not for anything that he's done on the football field, but for his defense of his little girl.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say you had purchased a pair of the pajamas that he sells with the special things, that ceramic discs that make you wake up stronger than when you went to sleep.
No, I'm just having my one glass of electrolyte-laden water instead.
Okay.
But, you know, I think
Are you paying like the $200 for that?
Oh, yeah.
No, I just add salt and sugar to a glass of water from the fountain here. But, you know, I appreciated how he stood up for his daughter, and mm-hmm. also in the wake of EEI saying terrible things about her, and also saying, hey, but that guy, God, I've forgotten his name already, but he didn't deserve to lose his job. So hats off to you, Tom Brady. But let's talk about your actual, his actual, it's as if he's on the show right now, but he's not. His hand injury before the...
And playing the part of Tom Brady.
Yeah, is Bill Littlefield.
and never has anyone been miscast quite so gloriously badly.
Well, here's the actual Tom Brady talking about the injury he sustained on his hand before the AFC Championship game. He talked about it yesterday as well.
Of my hand, it's getting better. I mean, it's not quite where I want to be. So I'm just trying to protect it the best way I can. It's obviously a very important part of my body for a quarterback. So I just want it to be as healthy as possible for the game on Sunday.
Bill?
I'm going to throw it to Shira because she's there. Did you know before Tom Brady said that, that the hand was in fact an important part of a quarterback's body?
You know, Bill, I had an inkling that that might be the case. and here's
I love the time before the Super Bowl. It's the best. It is Alice in Wonderland squared, man.
I just want everyone to know that we have two of the most serious and knowledgeable sports reporters and hosts anywhere on this show right now, in case you'd forgotten. Anyway, Shira, go
ahead. I was going to say, Bill, that's not the first time he's said that quote. So he keeps, you know, feeling he needs to educate the press corps about the fact, you know, that his right throwing hand is a really important you know, his game. Mm-hmm. And for all those Patriots fans who might be concerned about whether the cut that he suffered in practice, I think it was exactly 2 weeks ago today, will affect him during the game, the answer is no.
Good.
Let's be honest. It didn't affect him during the AFC Championship game. He will be fine. Everything will be fine. I just can't wait for him to stop wearing the gloves during media availability, because it's really strange to see a man walk into, you know, like a 70-degree room wearing gloves.
I don't know. Michael Jackson did it, and it
only
was
one.
The bomb.
Only one.
So, only one. That's true. But let's talk about a more serious kind of injury, that concussions. Just quickly, Shira, do we know if Rob Gronkowski is going to play?
It certainly looks like it. I mean, he was at an event, a sort of a public appearance, a promotional appearance, in fact, last night. And he was asked, do you think you're going to play in the Super Bowl? And he goes, yeah. It seems like it's only a matter of time. It's when, not if, he'll get cleared by both the team physician and the independent neurological consultant that needs to clear him. So all signs are pointing toward yes. And I would think we'd see, you know, him at full contact practice, you know, before the end of the week.
Yeah, and Roger Goodell, NFL commissioner, gave his annual State of the NFL address today. He talked about concussions. What did he say?
Well, he talked about, you know, basically that he tries to make the game safe, that they're, you know, they're trying to make sure that every player gets proper medical care. So, I mean, it was kind of what you'd expect the commissioner to say?
Can I just jump in here and say that anybody who thinks that somebody who suffered a concussion 2 weeks ago is getting proper medical care if they get back on the field is nuts?
Shira?
What did he? I'm sorry, there's a lot of noise.
It's nuts. Here. It's nuts to say that anybody who suffered a concussion 2 weeks ago is getting proper medical care
if he's
cleared to go back onto the field.
It's interesting.
That's nuts.
I think nuts in the sense that he's going back to play an incredibly violent game where he's certain to get his head, you know, hit again or be hit again.
Without any doubt.
And and you know, I mean, with that being said, I did talk to some neurologists
yesterday.
Sorry,
we got 10 seconds here, so I'm going to tell folks that they should stay tuned and they'll hear more from you in the coming days about this. Shira Springer, WBR Sports and Society reporter, speaking to us from Minneapolis. Thanks, Shira.
Thanks for having me.
And Bill Littlefield, it's always great to have you.
Thank you, Meghna.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.